All right. I suggest before we go for lunch that we bring forward our last point on the agenda, which is the update and agenda planning, and after lunch, the pensions.
Agenda paper 9 is the normal paper that I present to ASAF members with the suggested up. So agenda paper 9 is the normal agenda paper that we present to ASAF members on looking at the suggested topics for the next meeting, provide an update on the board's work plan in Appendix B, and in Appendix C we set out the feedback that we've previously received from yourselves and how we've used that feedback. So Appendix A has the list of proposed agenda topics for October, and just to remind everyone that ASAF meeting for October will fall just after the World Standard Setters Conference, and as usual I've tried to make sure that there's not an overlap in agenda topics, and this year the World Standard Setters Conference is going to focus on the conceptual framework and education on the conceptual framework. So the topics we've set out are there. We have decided it would be better not to bring dynamic risk management at this time. The team want to bring the project when it's slightly further developed. But I think Kimberly wanted to suggest a topic she'd like to bring.
Kimberly?
Yes, we've done some research in New Zealand recently on what we call extended external reporting, which covers a whole raft of information such as integrated reporting and other types of reporting, and that involves both a preparer survey and a user survey to get their views on ER. And some interesting insights came out of that which we thought might be useful to share, both for the purposes of the ISB's management commentary practice statement project, and I guess for other standard setters that are they're doing some work in the space. So
I think that would be very interesting.
Okay, and then just one other item. You should have received an email from us requesting some help with a small project that we're doing. So we would ask for that information to be sent to us by the 24th of August so that we can prepare the agenda papers. And Joan is here if anyone does have any questions on that request.
Okay. Oh, not on that request, I'm afraid. I just need to, for the sake of good order, put a question mark against the equity instruments impairment and recycling project. As you know, that's WEFRAG is responding to a request from the European Commission. We hope to finalise our advice to the Commission before the next ASAF meeting, but depending on where the advice actually ends up, it might or might not make sense to reflect to present our recommendations.
Yeah, that's perfect.
All right.
About the October ASAF meeting agenda, generally AOSSG members support the proposed agenda topics. However, one member is not sure whether the October ASAF meeting should discuss the dynamic risk management, noting that the project does not appear to be a priority. And the financial instruments with characteristic of equity, which will be still open for comment. So they have this kind of comments on the two projects. And the member would like to recommend add an update on the goodwill and the impairment project and an update discussion on the ISB's upcoming executive industries research project.
Okay.
Yeah. And another member would like to take stock of its ISB new major accounting standards like IFRS 9, 15, 16, 17, which could be done in a private session. In particular, In this session, the ASAF member could share the progress or readiness of jurisdictions in adopting these standards and the implementation implications of IFRIC or other jurisdiction application issues. So this member would like to add a private session to share the update or progress on IFRS 9, 15, 16, 17, or other jurisdictions issues. Yeah.
Okay, so on the comment about dynamic risk management, I just said we're going to take that one off the agenda, so that brings that one up. We will always include in the second appendix an update on the goodwill and impairment, and if there's anything significant, Peter and I can include it generally in this agenda paper, but we try not to bring the topics back every ASAF meeting so that we've got enough material.
Okay.
So we can also give you a quick update on the extractive industry as part of this update paper as well. On the progress on the IFRS 9, 15 and 16, I think there are sessions that are going to be held at IFAS, which falls between WSS and ASAF. So I will check, but I don't want to try and duplicate things that are on the agenda. So I will check that point. And
It's fine. Thank you.
Alberto?
I've gone back to the standard level review and see on the slide of your calendar that you would have completed all the three steps by July, and you would, I mean, this is the target, summarize and review all draft guidance by September 2018. So I wonder whether the result of this summary and review could not be presented at the ASAF meeting in October.
I can ask. I think that if they're taking it to the September board meeting, the problem is that the ASAF papers will be due out before the September board meeting. So maybe we could do it more as a general update.
Yeah.
If that would be helpful. Okay, I'll talk to the team. And there was just one other point I wanted to make, actually, that I'd forgotten, was on the FICE. So we had the education session this time, and what members have said previously is it's quite good in the comment period just to share experiences between yourselves about your initial feedback. So we wouldn't be thinking about writing a long paper. We would just be thinking about giving you maybe half an hour or an hour to share your initial views on that paper, and so that you can take them back to your constituents, and we can then and we'll have a more detailed feedback session in the December meeting, probably.
I think it would be worthwhile, taking into account that the next meeting will be the last meeting for the ASAF in its current composition.
Yeah.
So if you want to solicit from these group first impressions, then this will be your one chance, really.
Yeah. Well, just to remind people that this will be our last meeting here as well. We'll be in the new offices by the next time.
Mm-hmm. Can we take souvenirs?
No, you can't take board members with you.
All right, let's meet again at 1:00.